1 Corinthians 10:13 to 14. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I believe temptation draws conflict out of hiding, and fleeing idolatry is taking God's opportunity to resolve our conflict. True, I did not get to choose my strengths, but over the years the Lord has grown a suppleness in me which inspires me to take God's opportunity rather than to try and press into what was not my path and be conflicted. I did not get to choose when my hair would turn gray, but if I'm conflicted about my hair color, and I'm not, I also have the opportunity to choose godly character over not having an internal struggle over the fact that outwardly I am aging. I fully believe I have the choice to sin or not. Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience to righteousness? I may be conflicted about the yes or no of it all, but in the moment of to sin or not to sin, in the moment of my internal conflict, God has also provided me a way to escape the bondage and slavery which comes with choosing to wound my conscience and give power to my flesh over my spirit. God has given me an opportunity to choose escape or bondage. Romans 6:18. And having been set free from sin, you become slaves of righteousness. Oh, yes, we do have a choice on many things, and so does the world. In everything that is conflict, and sin is a direct conflict with God, there is the opportunity to do something different. We may be so dull and dead we can't see the opportunity. We may be so indifferent and depressed we can't hear the call of God's opportunity, but it is there nonetheless. The opportunity must be offered, lest men die and Satan accuse God of not caring or giving all mankind the same opportunity. If God did not offer every man who comes into this world the choice and the opportunity to sin or not, love has not done its work, nor has grace been established in the foundations of God's heart. Now, does any of that come close to hitting a nail somewhere? The clock is ticking. Jesus is coming back. Are you sitting in a pew, biding your time just cruising? Kinda lukewarm, and you're okay with that, you know. Neither really in nor really out. Always measuring how bad is too bad and how good is good enough. Being careful to not get too Bible literate in case it clutters up your mind. And yes, a guy did tell me that one time. He said he didn't want to get too Bible literate in case it cluttered up his mind. Okay. Where are you? Stand up, church.